Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks are well off earlier gains in the euro rallies after European Central Bank policymakers were said to have considered their ability to tighten before a bond buying program comes to an end. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.2%, up 4. Dow is up 0.1%, up 19. The NASDAQ is up 0.25%, up 15. The 10-year is up 2/32, the yield 2.59%. West Texas Intermediate is now down 0.8%, at 48.89 a barrel. COMEX Gold is down 0.3%, at 11.99.60 an ounce. The yen 115.07, the euro 106.64. The pound 121.61, all pegged to the U.S. dollar. Volkswagen pleads guilty to misleading U.S. regulators and customers by hiding emission levels on diesel vehicles and obstructing investigations when authorities grew suspicious. That formal plea was entered in Detroit federal court today and accepted by the judge. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
Now on Bloomberg Markets, Munis in Focus with Joe Mysak.
Munis in Focus with Joe Mysak, editor, Bloomberg Brief Markets. You know, I got to ask you, Joe, one of the things that we're always talking about is Puerto Rico, but I was noticing that there are a lot more problems in the muni market than just Puerto Rico. Can you give us sort of the bird's eye view of what's going on in Illinois and whether this demonstrates something larger than just finance?
Yeah, is Illinois absolutely like not ever going to recover from this?
No, Illinois could solve all its problems tomorrow if they had the political will to do it, which is exactly what one of the rating agencies brought up last week. They say, wow, a state that goes 3 years without a budget, which is what we're heading into, is demonstrating lack of political will. But they could do it tomorrow. They're a very wealthy state. They're, the capital of the Midwest, right? Everyone goes to Illinois. Everyone goes to Chicago.
Just to put this into perspective, Joe Mysak, Illinois revenue saw a steep year-over-year drop last month, the commission said. According to a monthly report issued Tuesday by the Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, significant downward adjustment to its estimates coming in March. It had overall base revenues, it had a shortfall, gross personal income tax, everything is down, 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 down. So this is more than just simply coming up with a budget. I mean, they face pension issues, they face revenue, tax revenue issues. Is it really that easy?
A lot of that fall in revenue was because an income tax increase lapsed. So there's that. But of course, there's also some people moving out of state. Yes, you're right. Illinois is a Pim, you brought up before the sort of big picture. Illinois is sort of an outlier. It's the exception that proves the rule. The rule being, municipalities take care of themselves. They're well run. They don't default on their debt. In Illinois, what you have is the lawmakers sort of driving the bus off the cliff. Remember the old headlines in the New York Times, bus plunge kills 25? This is what it's like, bus plunge in Illinois.
Happy Friday. I want to ask, though, about the bonds of Illinois. There was a great chart on the terminal this week by Martin Braun looking at how foreign money is flooding into municipal bonds in the United States. And I found this fascinating. I'm wondering, are they going to places like Illinois?
Oh, of course they are, especially because, by driving the bus off the cliff for the last, 2.5-3 years, we've seen spreads over the benchmark municipal. It's almost 250, sometimes over 300 basis points over what AAA municipalities borrow for. So you're getting a big yield premium. But of course, for foreign investors who are getting sometimes 0%, U.S. munis look terrific. They just have to there is a learning curve to them.
Just to put this into sharper focus, this was in January, right? The Attorney General of Illinois asked a judge to lift an order that required state workers to be paid during the state's record 19-month, as you said, the budget impasse in hopes, and so on. And they filed a motion in the St. Clair County to dissolve the order that would have authorized the state comptroller to actually pay out the wages so they don't have to pay out the wages. At what point does this just not become workable?
Probably June 1.
Okay.
Okay. That's when they really should have their next budget all set and ready to go. And you know what? Chances are they will, because I really don't know municipalities except the ones that are in extremis that drive the bus off the cliff.
So you think that somebody who goes into Illinois bonds that are yielding 3 or 4 percentage points above where other AAA munis are yielding, that they're going to get their money back?
That's money good. Sure. Illinois can't afford not to pay its debts. So they're not going, first of all, bankruptcy isn't an option for states.
Right.
But Illinois is going to be okay.
Well, one area that might not be okay, we need to talk about Puerto Rico, because this week there were some developments. The Fiscal Control Board rejected the governor's plan for financial plan going forward. Can you give us some color around this, what this means for bondholders and what this means in general for the island's financial health?
Wow. We had a terrific piece on Bloomberg View today by Antonio Weiss, the ex-Treasury official who helped out with the setting up the oversight board. And he said he advocates bankruptcy because he doesn't think the new governor is going far enough in adjusting the debt. So he is really advocating haircuts for all. You know, you still have some hedge funders out there who bought Puerto Rico GOs or bought Puerto Rico sales tax bonds.
GOs are general obligation bonds. Go on.
Right. Who believe that it's GOs at par. I remember that was a rallying cry. Guess what? No GOs at par for you. It looks like haircuts for all. And with this Weiss piece today, that was sort of really putting it on the table, telling the governor, who, by the way, is advocating cuts for everyone, but this Weiss piece says, no, no, you're not going far enough. You've got to really reduce debt.
No par for you. We'll keep that in mind as we head toward lunchtime. Joe Misek, thank you so much for joining us. As always, Joe Misek, editor for Bloomberg Brief on municipal markets and expert on all things related to munis. Coming up, we're going to take a look at healthcare, in particular, how the outlook looks for passage of Paul Ryan's Trump Care plan. Also, we're going to be talking with Jonathan Farrow, host of a new Bloomberg TV show, The Real Yield. It will be airing at noon today. We'll be getting a bit of a preview about what we can expect. I'm Lisa Abramowitz here with Pim Fox. This is Bloomberg.